we're in a series called Just Jesus, man. If there's one thing this church is about, is Jesus. Jesus Christ, Him crucified. He died. He rose from the dead. He lives. And because He lives, I have life. Without Him, I could do nothing. And we're in a series called Just Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Everything we do, life, everything is about Him. We talked about He's the Prince of Peace. He's the chief operator of peace. He gives safety. He gives security. He gives happiness. He gives joy. Where does it come? It comes from Jesus. We've talked about how He's the wonderful counselor. He shows you things to come. He's the comfort. He's the comforter. He's with you through every trial and tribulation. He's always there. He loves to speak what's happening in heaven to your heart and give you clear direction. His name is Jesus, and He's also known as the Wonderful Counselor. I want to ask you today, though, we know He's peace. We know He counsels. But who is Jesus to you? Who is He?
Son of God.
Who is Jesus? The disciples were walking with Jesus on the way to, it's a big word. But He was walking with His friends, and He said, "Who do the people say that I am?" And in Matthew chapter 16, in Caesarea Philippi, He asked the disciples, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?" And they replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, others say Jeremiah or one of the prophets." And He says, "But what about you?" That's the question for you today. What about you? Who do you say He is? Who is Jesus to you? Who do you say I am? Simon Peter, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Now I know, if you're like me, you've been in church. I've been in church all my life. And I've heard about Jesus. The demons know about Jesus. I know some of you got church merch, you know, that it says Just Jesus. You know, we got logos and brands that talk about Jesus, right? We got bumper stickers on the back of our car that say Jesus. We go to church and we say, "Hey, I love Jesus, but do you know Jesus? Who is Jesus to you? Is He a brand? Is He a slogan? Is He really your peace? Is He really your Messiah? Or is it just that friend that works at the office that, oh, you know Joe, he's a cool guy. I know it. You know Joe over there, he's a good guy. He does good things. I've heard about him. Is that how you know Jesus? Who is Jesus to you?" Amen. Who is He? Because it's not about what your mom believes. It doesn't matter what your dad believes. It doesn't matter where you were dragged your whole life. It's who is He for you today? Is He your Messiah? It's a question to think. Think about. Who is Jesus to you? Because He wants a real, and we say this, relationship with you. He wants to communion with you. He wants to talk with you. He wants to hang out. He wants to direct. He wants to comfort. He wants to guide. He wants to strengthen. He wants to bring courage. He wants to reveal His plans and His purposes. He's got good things to say about you. He loves you. He gave His life for you. Do you know this Jesus that we talk about? That we come to Holy Week and celebrate and receive communion and drink the cup and the wine and break the bread. But do you know this Jesus yourself? Are you in relationship with Him, or do you just talk about Him? Where are you at with Jesus? Who is Jesus to you? It's all about Jesus, I know. But what about for you? This Jesus we talk about. Philippians 2:5 says, "In your relationships with one another, have this mindset as Christ Jesus, who being in the very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be used to His own advantage. Rather, He made Himself," this is Jesus, "nothing. it says. He made himself nothing. Rather, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself to even death on the cross. This Jesus, this Alpha, this Omega, this Messiah, the Son of Living God. Who is this Jesus who took on flesh, who considered himself nothing, and humbled himself to die on the cross for you? The Son of God, the ruler of all the legions and armies of all angels in the king of the kingdom of God, in the kingdom of light, the nobility, the highest place, considered himself nothing. And it says, have this same mindset as Christ Jesus. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name above every name, a name that every of Jesus, that every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth. You're going to bow one day to Jesus, either now or in the future or wherever you are. But one day, every knee in the heavens, on earth, and under the earth are going to bow to King Jesus and declare he is Lord and Savior, friend, master. Who is this King to you? Is he a slogan? Is he an intimate friend? Is he someone you make time for? Is he just a box you check on Sunday and say, okay, and the rest of the week you go your merry way? Who is this Jesus we talk about? John 19, Jesus was being crucified, and Pilate took him, had him flogged. I don't know if you know what flogging is, but that was a brutal death with pieces of glass and bone that would come into his flesh and rip his body. It says even in Scripture he was beaten beyond recognition. Can you imagine? I'm Eric today, but tomorrow you see me again. Who is that? That's how it was with him. That's how badly he was beaten. And it says the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns and put it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe, and he went up to him again, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews!" And they slapped him in the face. Can you imagine? I don't know about you. Someone slapped me in the face, and I'm the king? Whoa. Salt. Dust. They slapped him. How many people say we sing praises to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, but we slap Jesus in the face? How many of us put thorns on our Savior's head instead of the King of Glory that he deserves? Do you know him? Mark, it says, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. We're talking about this Jesus that we proclaim and sing praises to, the King of Kings, the Alpha, the Omega, my Lord and my Savior. But are we like those people whose hearts are far away? We honor him with our lips, but our life, our behavior, our connection with him, it's not even there. But we just say, oh, I know this Jesus. Who is this Jesus to you? Do you know him? Are you his friend? Do you make time for him? Do you have a heart connection with him? Or do you put the crown of thorns instead of the crown of glory on his head? These are questions I've asked myself. That's why I'm talking to you. I went on a retreat. It's just Jesus. And you get there and you realize, is it? What is life about? Why do we do all these things? Are we connected? Are we really surrendered? Is our life really changed? Do we really walk a different walk or live a different way because we're connected with the King? Do we crown him with glory of our life when people see us driving on I-95 Saturday, Sunday morning, Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday? Do we bring him glory, this Jesus? I want to challenge you to be about Jesus. Just be about Jesus. Let your life be centered and wrapped in all about this Jesus that we talk about. This ain't a Sunday morning checkbox. This isn't just a slogan or a brand. We're talking about the Messiah, the Son of the living God, the one that everyone will confess, Jesus is Lord. Is he Lord of your life? Have you really surrendered to him? Is he really the King of your life? Or is Instagram the king of your life? Or Facebook the king of your life? Or TikTok the king of your life? How much time do you spend with this Jesus we talk about? Questions to ask. Does your heart burn to run from sin and desire to be in a place with the Savior? On Sunday, is it, I can't wait. I gotta be there. In your morning time with him, is it, I can't wait to meet with him and be with him and hear from him and talk to him? Who do you say he is? He's asking that question today. Who is this Jesus to you? Does he change your behavior? Are you different? Do you walk, talk, and think and live a different way because of this Jesus that we talk about? Mark 16, 24 says that Jesus said to the disciples, whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. He's the leader. He is the one in charge. He is the one that calls the shots. He is the King of Kings. He is the master and CEO of your life. His name is Jesus. He is the way, Jesus. He is the truth. His name is Jesus, the truth that sets you free. His name is Jesus. Come on. What's the cross symbolize? It means it's time to surrender and submit your will to the King's will. He's the King, not you. Well, only if I agree. That's not what surrender is. That's not what submission is. He's the King. Submit yourselves unto God, the Bible says. What is submission? It's not agreement. That means God's going to tell you, like, love someone that hates you? Are you crazy? I'm going to take my car, run him off the road today. That's what my flesh wants to do. I'm going to give to the kingdom of God. I'm going to give my finances, my treasure that's my heart, that it represents away. No way. I'm keeping everything for me. Seems like everything he says to do is opposite of what I want to do. Who is the King of your life? Is it Jesus? Is it just Jesus? Or is it me, my friends, and what I want to do, and I add Jesus? It says, deny yourself, take up the cross, make a commitment today. I'm going to follow Jesus. I'm going to surrender to Jesus. My life is going to be his life. His will be my will. And then when Psalms 37 talks about his desires become your desires, then he'll give you the desires of your heart. Jesus, I want all of you and none of me. Jesus be exalted and have nothing in me that's not of you. Search my heart, O Jesus, if I sinned against you. Anything in me, Jesus, take it out of me, Jesus. Any attitude, any funk, anything not of you, deliver me, Jesus. I want only your mindset. I want you, how you became nothing and humbled yourself. Well, then I can be a humble servant like you. Oh, I don't want to serve. Well, Jesus was a servant. Jesus was a giver. Jesus was a blesser. Jesus was an uplifter of people. Jesus was a lover of people. Jesus loved the people that were the unlovable. Jesus. Jesus said, I've come for the sick, not the healthy. It's Jesus. I don't like how they look today. I don't know. They need to go out and come back in. Jesus said, come as you are. Now, submit yourselves then to who? God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Amen. The cross symbolizes you submitting your life to Jesus. And make a commitment, a choice. You all have a choice. For me and my house will serve the Lord. They made choices in those days. You have a choice every day. Who are you going to serve? Money or man? Or God? Who are you going to choose this day whom you serve? God's given you this free will, this ability to choose. You have the opportunity every day to choose. You have an opportunity today to choose. Are you going to follow Jesus? Are you really going to surrender to Jesus? Are you going to really run from that sin and say, I don't want to be in that no more. I just need Jesus. It's your choice. You don't have to pray about it. You got a decision to make every day. Who are you going to serve? Who's the king of your life? Who are you going to follow? He said, follow me, not you. Make your own way. No, he said, he's the leader. He's the follower. His name is Jesus. Who is this guy we're talking about? It's time to make a commitment. Commit your ways to the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own reasoning and understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Jesus, and he will direct your paths. Proverbs 3. Psalms 37:5 says, commit your way to the Lord. What does Lord mean? Back in the old days when they would knight the kings, you would say, hey, king, you're my Lord. Your will is now my will. What you say goes. What your word says is how I'm going to live. So whenever anyone today calls on the name of the Lord, you're saying, I surrender all and make a commitment to the king, Jesus. I'm going to follow you now, Jesus. That's what they did in those days. They're fishing. They're doing their job. And he says, follow me. And they said, all right, I'm done. Nah, Jesus, let me do this first. He said, let the dead bury the dead. Follow me. Yeah. Put me first. Follow me. Seek first the kingdom of God. Follow me. It's about me. I'm the king. I got all the answers. I got all the solutions to every problem. I'm the one that gives you all the peace. I'm the one that gives you all the abundance and the freedom and the prosperity that you're seeking. I'm the one that brings the great fulfillment. I'm the one that gives you joy and peace in the Holy Ghost. I am the great counselor. I am the everlasting, the almighty God. I am the Prince of Peace. I am the mighty God. Follow me, Jesus. Come on, surrender your sin to him. Commit your way to him. 2 Corinthians 5, God made Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for who? For us. For Eric. For Julie. For Christian. He was made sin for you. Sin separates you from God. Sin brings spiritual and physical death. Jesus, the Lamb of God that came to take away all the sins of the world that you and I and the world would commit. And Jesus said, I'm going to take it for you. He humbled himself. I don't know about you. I ain't taking sin for nobody. I ain't getting uncomfortable for nobody. I don't want to get hot for nobody. I don't want to sweat for nobody. I want to be all about me. But Jesus says, it's not about you. Follow me. It's not easy. It's not an easy decision, but it's the best decision. It's the best decision you'll ever make in your entire life is to follow Jesus. He became your sin. The one who knew no sin, so that you could be made right with God. You could be made righteous. You could be made in right standing with God. So when you sing these songs, and whenever you picture and you have in your heart, you're walking into that throne room of heaven, and Jesus opened the door saying, come on in, son. You ain't got no fear. You ain't worried about what you did yesterday or last week or last year. You know my sins are forgiven. They're washed. They're clean. I come boldly into the throne room. I ain't afraid. I ain't got shame. I ain't condemned. Now there's no condemnation for those that are in Christ. You're a new creature. The old is gone. The new is here. The good news that we have, it's all about Jesus. Who is he to you today? Romans 6 says, by no means we are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were buried with him through baptism in death. In order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of our Father, we too may live a new life. I like new life. Who needs a new life? Today, you can have that new life. It's your choice if you want to make that commitment. This is the good news. For if we have been united with him in death like his, we certainly are also united with him in resurrection like his. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that in him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin. Because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. You are free. You are not a slave. You can flee that temptation. You can run today like Joseph ran. You can get out. You can delete the app. You can stop following. You can stop doing. You could start living free today. Oh, I'm addicted. No, you're not. It's a choice. You got grace that you've been saved by. You got the same spirit that rose Christ from the dead, dwells in you and quickens and lives in your mortal body. In you, you're the temple of the Holy Spirit. You're not bound no more. You are free today of sin. You are no longer a slave. You are forgiven by grace, free by grace. You live by this grace. It comes from Jesus. It's who we're talking about. It's who it's all about. Your best friend, your Savior, your Master, Jesus. Your Lord, Jesus. Your peace, Jesus. The mighty God, Jesus. Amen. If we died with Christ, we believe that we also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, we can't die again. Death no longer has master over him. The death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. The life you live lives to God now. Amen. In the same way, count yourselves dead. I'm dead to it. All wrongdoing is sin. All of it. You ever, should I do that? It seems wrong. Sin. Yeah, I shouldn't say that. We're missing it. Your biggest sins are not too big for God's grace. As far as the east is from the west, he's removed your sin, your transgression from his sight. When he sees you, he sees nothing but holy and perfect and right with God. The righteousness of God. He made him sin so you could be made right with God. Righteous, pure, holy, and blameless. That's what he says about you. King's kid, the nobility of God, the temple of God. Where's God in you? Nothing you've done wrong that Jesus didn't pay for. You are not what you have done. You are who God says you are. You can't change your past, but you can change your future today. Christ can change your future. This Jesus can become more than just a brand and a slogan and something cool that you do on a weekend or check a box on Sunday. This Jesus, who is this Jesus? He is the Alpha and the Omega. It can be your Savior. He can be your friend. He can be your peace. He can be your guide. He can be your counsel. But you got to let him. You got to commit to him. You got to step away and walk away and run from, submit to God. Resist the devil. He will flee from you. Commit your way to the Lord today. I'm committed. I'm all in. I'm sold out. I'm going after him. I'm following Jesus today. Amen. I love it. I was reading this scripture. It says, how precious are the thoughts, the vast sum of them. How can I count them? Like the number of grains of sand. You know, it talks about how much God thinks about you. Can you count it? The good thoughts that he has for you? Genesis 1 says, you've been created in the very image of God. Yeah. People see you, they see Jesus Christ in you. Sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. God loved, God gave, God believes in you. For God so loved the world. Amen. That he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. You know what? God first gave before you had to believe. Right. He first loved before you said yes to follow him. God so loved who? You. The world. Then he gave his one and only son for you. So then you have the opportunity today to believe in him and follow him and commit your ways to him. He loved you. He gave his son for you so that you have the opportunity to believe in him. We often think the order is first to believe and then God loves and then that God gives. But God loved first and he gave first and then he invites us to believe. Today you can believe in this Jesus. Who is this Jesus to you? Who is he? Do you follow him? Is he Lord? Let's stand to our feet for just a moment. Let's just close your eyes. It's just about Jesus. Before we go into Holy Week, I want to make sure we're ready. Why are we doing what we're doing? Why are we looking back? Who do you serve? Who are you committed to? Who is this Jesus to you? Father, today I thank you that your Holy Spirit's in this room. I thank you for your word is true. Lord, as we're here and we're in your presence, I know you're speaking to many hearts in this place. Lord, I don't want you to be a brand or a logo. I don't want you to just be something on my shirt. I don't want to live in sin like you've delivered us from any longer. I'm tired of being the leader of my life. I want to follow my Savior, Jesus. Just put your hand over your heart for just a moment. Just close your eyes. Jesus, Jesus. Lord, we just want you to be. We want to be in a relationship. We don't want to just hear the phrase, he wants a relationship with you. We want to be the ones to have an intimate knowing of who you are. We want to have your heart. We want your desires to be our desires. this morning. Lord, we don't want to just know you as someone that's like a co-worker at an office. We want to know you as a friend, a master, our God, our King. Lord, we don't want to crown you with thorns. We want to crown you with glory. Lord, today we take up the cross. We humble ourselves like you did. We surrender. We surrender all this morning to you, Jesus. We don't want to play games. We don't want to play church. Lord, we want you to be our Father. And we are your kids. And we want to be able to come to you at any time of night and any time in the morning or any time and just talk. Dad, help me. What do you think I should do? How do you think I should handle this situation? We want that relationship, God. We want to be committed to you, not just in the hard times, but in the good times. We want to be committed to your ways all the time. Not when it's just convenient, not when it just helps us, but Lord, even in times where we don't agree, because we are submitted to the King of Kings. We just want your way, Holy Spirit. Form us. Help us to make adjustments this morning. Give us new eyes and new ears, a new perspective. Lord, a new hunger for your word. Lord, that we set times and places where we'll come and meet with you and commune with you and get away from the noise and the stuff of this world that so easily distracts, but that you will be the one and the only focus. That, Lord, our hearts will be so enveloped that, Lord, as you said, draw closer to me, I'll come closer. Lord, today we want to draw. Today we want to come. Today we want more, Jesus. Lord, we didn't just get in our cars and come here to play and pretend, but Lord, we want your presence. We want more of you, Jesus. Lord, we want to answer that question. Who are you? You are my King. You are my Messiah. You're not just something that someone that my mom or my dad or my brother and sister talk about, but no, you're my God. You're my Lord. You're my peace. You're my joy. You're my hope. You are my light. You are my way. You are the truth. You are Jesus Christ, my Savior.